Charles Rhines is one of two inmates on death row in South Dakota, and if his last appeals fail, he will die in November. In a short hearing in Rapid City, Tuesday, June 25th, a judge granted a warrant of execution while Rhines watched by a video conference hookup from prison. Rhines was sentenced to death in 1993 for murdering 22-year-old Donovan Schaefer, an employee of the donut shop Rhines was robbing. SDPB's Victoria Wicks has more of this report.
Even within the prison walls, Charles Rhines wore manacles on his wrists. He appeared on a screen inside the Pennington County courtroom, listening quietly to the lawyers and offering no testimony or appeals of his own. The family of Donovan Schaefer listened from the gallery and also offered no testimony. After hearing arguments, Seventh Circuit Judge Robert Mandel announced his decision from the bench. The warrant of execution requested by the state is granted, set for the week of November 3rd through 9th. There are still two appeals pending, however. One in the Second Circuit challenges the state's execution protocols. That one is waiting for a judge's decision. The other is an appeal to the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals with oral arguments set for September. Rapid City Attorney John Murphy represented Rhines at the warrant hearing. Murphy says Rhines has asked for evaluation specifically for autism and PTSD.
His attorneys have tried since 2016 to get the prison to allow them to bring in their experts to evaluate Mr. Rhines, and the prison has refused to allow that.
Murphy says Rhines has been evaluated in the past, but not on these issues. South Dakota Attorney General Jason Roundsburg represented the state at the hearing. He says Rhines has been examined by a number of professionals over the years, and no one has found grounds to question his competency or to establish a mitigating condition. He says Rhines' only consistent diagnosis is his psychopathy. Roundsburg says the warrant establishes a one-week window for an execution.
Once we have the actual signed order from the judge, it will be sent to the warden of the prison, and the warden of the prison will pick the exact date and time. He has to notify the public at least 48 hours prior to that exact date and time.
Roundsburg says state statute outlines who can attend the execution. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks in Rapid City.